All you young damsels, both beauteous and free, I'll summon you all to listen to me. A song of misguiding concerning my marriage, sorrow's the cause of this my ill carriage. A maiden of 15, as it may appear, she married an old man of 72 years, and by her misfortune well prove it I can, that she is sore troubled with an old man. When he sits down by me, he'll presently blame me. He often doth chide me and threatens to lay me. Then fain would I hide me, but cannot tell where. He calls me young jiglet and sometimes bold whore. But hold thy tongue, man, for I am none such. I dare not call cuckold, though I think as much. She throws by her bracelets, her hat and her fan, seeing crispy the time that I saw this old man. To speak of his livings, his land or his fee, or of his relations, too tedious 'twill be. His humping, his grumping, his cursing and swearing, he's almost quite blind and heard of his hearing. His pate it is bald and his beard it is thin, his breath it doth stink and short is his thing. And now let him do whatever he can, judge if it be fitting to love this old man. In bed as I lie, he groaneth, he crieth, like one that is dying, in sorrow he lieth. Instead of love blisses, he scratches and grumbles, and all the night long he tosses and tumbles. And lying and dying and telling the clock, weeping and wailing, expecting a knock, and wiping away her tears as they ran, what shall a young woman do with this old man? He stoops in the shoulders and goes almost double. He is always to me a continual trouble. His breast it sticks forth even almost with snout. He seldom goes far without letting a rout. His hands they do shake, and he's very lame, and all his whole body is quite out of frame. His nose it is long, and his face pale and wan, with all the ill properties of an old man. When he walks abroad with me sometimes in the street, he limps and he stumbles, the boys they do see it, and laugh and to scorn he creeps and he grumbles, he coughs and he spits, and at last he down tumbles. Then I cry and lament that ere I was born, but to quit his love I'll make him wear the horn. For let me do whatever I may or can, I still shall be plagued with this doting old man. If I with some young men do chance for to meet, and do but them friendly and courteously greet, then he begins presently to scold and brawl, and a thousand base names he then will me call. Which makes me with grief and sorrow lament, and now it's too late, I fear to repent. But I'll get a youngster that please me well can then a fig for this doting feeble old man. I forced was to marry him 'cause of his wealth, but I'll have another now and then by stealth. For with him I must never expect any joy, which vexes me worse, I shall ne'er have a boy. Therefore I'm resolved to live merry and jolly, and take the best course to quiet melancholy. For what should a young woman do with this old man but make him a cuckold as soon as she can? There's young men enough which will make much of me, and I unto them will be gallant and free. They'll court me and kiss and please me full well, and I will not want it the truth that you tell. His chest I'll set open, his money let fly, for I'll lead a merry life until I die. What should a young woman do with this old man but make him a cuckold as soon as she can? My advice is to you, all maids that are young, that you get you husband that will you not wrong. For sure youth with age will never agree, as by this ditty you plainly may see. Therefore take you warning all by my miscarriage, be sure to be wise in your choice of marriage. For I'll assure you do what you can, you never can leave such an old doting man.